today before I punched in, co-worker, and before she punched in, I was talking about, I said, yeah, another day, every day's a repeat, nothing changes except the inside, which she understood that. I said, every moment's a repeat. I said, see this coffee bag here? I said, if you look, stare at this for 3 seconds, it'll repeat today. And around lunchtime, after that, I kind of wrote the word coffee down on a piece of paper and put it in my pocket. And about lunchtime, somebody had walked up to the counter and said, asked for some coffee. And I said, what just happened? And I showed the lady at the counter where I wrote it down, because she's seen it before too. And she said, you know what? Somebody gave me a Starbucks free coffee coupon today. And the lady, the lady that the early in the morning before we punched in, the lady said, I was just asked to bring coffee down here. He says, I said, don't you remember what we talked about earlier this morning? She said, no. I said, remember me holding that coffee up and saying, if you look at it for 3 seconds, it'll start to appear. Because every day's the same. Every moment's the same. It's just a story playing out. So you can insert into the story the storyline, and it has to appear. You have thousands of thoughts. So as you're thinking about stuff, the stuff's appearing. Now it's either going to appear from online, from a piece of mail into your mailbox, or a piece of email, or an image, or a vision, or a movie, or whatever. It's going to appear because it's a storyline reflecting back, right? And it's not just that it's reflecting back. You're creating a pattern. And so every moment is repeating over and 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 over. Time is not linear. Time is just a cycle. And the more you get the spirit mind, the more you're outside of time. You're not in the repeat anymore. You're in the moment. You're in the now. And so you can think about something. The more you get into meditation, contemplation, you can think it and it appears, and usually it appears instantly, because there's no yesterday or tomorrow, it's now. And so to come to find out, when I wrote the word coffee down, the lady had been given a coffee coupon from Starbucks before I even wrote it down, and said, look at this, you know, stare at this coffee bag for 3 seconds. I didn't know about that till later. It's already happened in Adam. It's already happened in Adam and Eve. It's already happened in Cain and Abel. It's already happened in Jezebel and Elijah. It's already happened. It's just replaying out moment by moment. So every page of the Bible is the same truth, flesh versus spirit. The cross, what happened at the cross is playing out every moment of every day. Everything is the same. When you can get a hold of the fact that every moment is the same, the flesh versus the spirit, God's will versus the will of the Gentiles, or the will of man, or the will of the flesh, when you realize that's the same game every moment, flesh versus spirit, God's will, the mind of Christ versus the mind of the flesh, every moment of every day, that is the program, that is the movie script, that is the repeat in time. And so as you leave the flesh mind into the spirit mind, you see past time, and everything is now. Everything is right now. Everything is now. You see past time, you see the now. And so if everything's the now, time doesn't exist. It only feels like it because the flesh mind is being moved towards the spirit mind of oneness, away from division. That's what's happening.